not all of it? Is it messed up that the people who stood up righteously and protested against this and rebelled against this, that some of them are still facing felony charges? That is messed up. But that's not everything. Is it messed up that these police are playing the same role that the Knight Riders played just a few decades ago? Well, that's messed up. And this is the size of the wound that people have been talking about. And this wound can't be healed just by hoping it away or wishing it away or praying it away. This wound needs to be dug out. This cancer needs to be ripped out. This whole system, this whole problem needs to be solved. That's what we're talking about. And that's going to take some radical surgery. That's going to take some revolutionary surgery. And that's what we need. We need a revolution. We need a revolution. That's the only way we're going to cut out this cancer. Because that's what this is. If we just try to sew this up, it's just going to fester. It's just going to infect our whole body and it's going to destroy the whole thing. We don't want to forget. I know we'll never forget what happened to Oscar Grant. But we don't want to forgive this either. We want to let this inspire and turn us on. And guess what? They're taking this down to LA? Well, we're going down to LA. And you all should come down there too. A week from this weekend, the 8th, that's the first trial. And I know the Revolution Club in LA has already been organizing to be out there in protest. And if you can't get down there, call some people in LA to get down there with you, with us. Okay, and another thing I want to tell you guys about is that there's these patrols that are going on, patrols against the police brutality. And there's a lot of ways that people can support this. It's something that's going on in Oakland right now that some of the people in the Revolution Club are taking part in. And people can talk to us about that if you want to be part of supporting that. It's deeply needed. People need to start standing up and not accepting, not letting this wound crust over and heal. So right now, this is Opie. He's going to do some poetry for you guys.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Opie. I'm also with the Bay Area Revolution Club. And this is a little something I wrote a few days after the rebellion that led to the arrest of the officer. Revolutionary mind only when we realize that we inherited it more than our grandmama's eyes. We inherited the productive forces of that time. They use religion as oppression, uses state miseducation, and the same will get forced upon the following generation. Those who don't comply will suffer massive mutilation. The women will be owned, suffer unwanted penetration, where everything's based. What's in it for me? My compensation. Where the rulers divide the masses into hella different classes. The working class gets off their ass and tries to make some cash in. The ruling class that's on their ass creates surplus and stash it. That's why they're on the block with hella rock wrapped up in plastic. That's why thousands shot by these cops, man, it's tragic. Cause you're right. Mezzali is a pig. He's a swine on a hog and he's covered in shit. And when they shot Sean Bell, I knew the judge would have quit. Cause in Iraq they bomb weddings and get away with it. So what do we need to do? Resist and rebel until we get all killer cops locked up in jail. All right, y'all, power to the people! All power to the people! I know that we are here to celebrate the life of Oscar, but I understand that the police didn't kill Oscar because he was Oscar. He killed Oscar because he was a young black male riding on a train, and they look at the youngsters, they have a target on them. And we have to protect our youth, because if we don't do that, if we don't continue to fight, then this will continue to go on and on and on and on. Officers must be held accountable for their actions. They must be held accountable. So us organizing is very important, not just for us, but for our babies. We must come together like we've been doing, from all different walks, coming together. We've been meeting at the Continental Club. We've been meeting, we've been sharing, and it's not been easy because all of us are coming from way different sides of the spectrum. But that's all right. We're coming together in unity. We all coming together with the same goal that we want justice. We want justice. The super revolutionaries want justice. The people that's spiritual, more spiritual, they want justice. All of us want justice. And we're doing it in a way that all of us can have some input in it. All of us want to be able to have input into changing, to becoming a model for the rest of the country. All of us coming together to meet. All of us coming to share our ideals. It's been a beautiful thing. It's been hard though. Don't get me wrong, it's been hard. But we've been doing it. We have no choice but to do it. I'm a little older now, so I'm not in that age no more. Don't get me wrong, police still jack me just like anybody else. I'm still a black man. But them youngsters, they really have it hard. From all different angles, they under attack. When they reach out of high school age, they under attack. And we need to set up more spaces for them to engage, especially in this, because this was about them. We need more young soldiers, more young, conscious-minded folks to come up, help lead the youth, help for them to have a space at the table for them to share their ideas, because it may be something we ain't thought about that they thought that they're thinking about. And we want to have a space for them to be able to come and share their ideals. It's about them. We need their involvement. We want their involvement. Let's not get it twisted. A lot of us, when we go home, we don't have that same target on our back. So the young folks, we want you to organize. We want you to come to, you know, come with us in fellowship. We have meetings at the Continental Club. There's information on these tables, and we're going to be having an event tonight at the Humanist Hall. It's going to be a little bit more laid back. It's going to be a little bit more culture. It's going to be a little bit more some entertainment. But also, it's going to be a little bit more political as far as getting you to understand that we need to keep organizing and meeting. It's not over. We have yet to get what we want, and that's justice. We want justice. This happened in our community. This happened in our community. We want justice. And Power Douglas says, power concedes nothing without demand. Power concedes nothing. They're not going to give up nothing without demand. And we have to come together and have analytical thought on what we want. It's not just gonna come to us. But if we don't know what we want, how are we supposed to know what we're supposed to get and what we're supposed to fight for? Right? Well, a group of us have already began that process, and it's open to the rest of you to come and share your ideals and come get down with us and meet with us and get on a committee. You know what I mean? Because it ain't over. The trial is about to go to LA. We wanna be organized. We want to be organized. We all want to participate in the struggle for getting justice for Oscar Grant and his family. And we want justice for these young people who are constantly under the attack. You think this just was an isolated event? No, it happens all the time. Some of these incidents are unreported because officers feel that they have a right, or they feel they can do this and get away with it, and we must hold them accountable so they will think twice before they do this to any one of our youth, one of our other fellow members from our community. It has to stop. But like I said, power concedes nothing without what?
Demand.
What?
Demand.
Power concedes nothing without what? Demand. And we must demand justice. We're going to start transitioning We want to give out the address again just for folks to know that we're going to be at the Humanist Hall. We have Boots from the Coup that's going to be performing. We have Ice Life that's going to be performing. And we're also going to have space for folks from the crowd who wants to come up.
Free speech.
Free speech and want to share your ideas. It may be something we ain't heard yet. It's going to be at 390 27th Street. So in closing, and we have an assembly meeting. It's a trip because since January 2nd of last year, it's been a group of us that's been continuously meeting and coming together, and boy, we've been through it. You know, it's work. And it took on different names. It's been the community council. It's been this, it's been that. Now it's called the assembly, but it's a trip because it's the same folks. A meeting get called, one of these meetings, one of these flyers get passed around, you go to the meeting, you see these same dedicated folks that want justice. And it's willing to roll up their sleeves and put in some work. Well, I'm here to announce that our next general meeting, open to the public, is January 7th at the Continental Club in West Oakland at 7 p.m. 1658 12th Street in Oakland, in West Oakland. So anybody that wants to roll up their sleeves, or if you just want to come and listen and learn, this is the place, because you're going to see organizing in action. We have some of the tightest organizers, and we have some of the newest folks that just came involved from this issue, who just said, no, I want to get involved, and they're there, rolling up their sleeves. So we ask for all y'all to come, because it's not over, and we need justice. All power to the people. Be here. So I ask for everybody to come to Humanist Hall. It's going down at 6 o'clock. So make it home safely. And then, you know what I'm saying? If you want to come out and share with us and come kick it with us, we're going to be at the Humanist Hall at 6 o'clock. So come on through. All power to the people. Drive home safe.